The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Dr. James Petrie by Nayland Smith and Inspector Weymouth from the Limehouse den to which he had been lured by the notorious super criminal Dr. Fu Manchu. Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie have been called to Redmoat, the country estate of the Reverend Dr. Eltham, ex-foreign missionary, to investigate certain strange happenings. During dinner, Nayland Smith's questioning of the former missionary is interrupted by a piercing scream.
Great Scott! What was that?
Good heavens! Grieve of my daughter! This way, Smith, upstairs! The door at the head of the stairs. First to your right.
Wait, Eltham. Let me go in first. Ah, there, by the window.
Is she?
She's fainted. Get my bag from my room, someone.
I'll get it, Dr. Petrie.
Look after her, Petrie. I'll take a look at the balcony outside her window.
Right.
Oh.
Are you all right, Miss Eltham?
Here, Dr. Petrie, your bag. Is she all right? Grieve, are you...
A glass of water, Eltham. Yes, she's all right.
Nothing out there, absolutely nothing. No way for anyone to reach this room.
Oh, Father.
Yes, Grieber, dear. Hey, Doctor, the water.
Drink this, Miss Eltham. You'll be right as rain presently.
What was it, Grieber? What happened?
Please, Mr. Eltham. No questions just now. Give her an opportunity to recuperate fully.
Right. Mr. Eltham, tell your gardener and any other men servants you have on the place to search the ground.
I'll go with them myself.
I've got to question her, Petrie.
Of course. I merely wanted Eltham out of the way. Now come, Miss Eltham, are you feeling better? Do you think you can answer a few questions?
Yes, sir. I'm all right now.
We're anxious to know what alarmed you.
I'm almost afraid to tell Father. You think I'm imagining things. With two green eyes. They looked up at me from the steps leading to the lawn. And they shone like the eyes of a cat.
Are you sure it was not a cat, Miss
Eltham?
Oh,
they were too large, Mr. Smith. Something dreadful in their appearance. They glowed like green coal.
Green eyes.
Father thinks that shut up here, we're safe from whatever threatens us. But since our return, someone else has been in Redmoat.
How do you mean, Miss Eltham?
Oh, I don't quite know what I do mean. What does it all mean? Father told me earlier that some awful Oriental is seeking your life, Mr. Smith. If the same man wants to kill my father, why has he not done so?
Yes, why hasn't he?
And the man in the train. He could have killed us both quite easily, and last night, someone was in Father's room.
In his room? How do you know?
Well, I couldn't sleep, and I heard something moving. Father's room is there next to mine. I knocked on the wall and walked in.
And?
But there was nothing. No one in the room.
How could anyone get in his room?
Well, I don't know, but I'm not sure whether it was a man. Is there any creature, Mr. Smith, any large creature, which could climb up the wall? Do you know of anything with a long, thin body?
Have you seen such a creature, Miss Eltham?
Well, as Father awoke and called out to know why I had knocked, I looked from my window. The moonlight threw half the lawn into shadow, and And just disappearing in the shadow was something. Something of a brown color, marked with sections.
What size? What shape?
Well, it moved so quickly, I couldn't tell exactly its shape. But I saw quite 6 feet of it flash across the lawn.
Did you hear anything?
A hissing through the bushes. A thin, distant, wailing cry.
A thin, wailing cry?
Then nothing. Rex, Father's dog, knew something was about. He was barking and trying to break loose from his chain at the back of the house.
By Jove, Naaman, you suppose it was...
Of course, who else? Oh, by the way, Miss Elton, have you any idea how it came about that you awoke in the train yesterday before your father did?
We had coffee at a refreshment room. It must have been drugged. I scarcely tasted mine. It was so awful, but Father is an old traveler and drank all of his.
I see. Well, we'd better go down now to the drawing room. Do you feel up to it, Miss Elton?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm all right now. Oh, Mr. Smith, what do you think they want to do with Father?
I only wish I knew that.
Keep in mind what I've told you. I feel sure there is someone, something here in Redmoat. Something that comes and goes in spite of Father's fortification. Rex knows it. Listen to him. Oh, he pulls at his chain so that I wonder he doesn't break it.
Well, come along. We'll make a thorough search of the ground.
Found nothing, Elton?
Nothing. We searched the entire grounds. There was nothing. We'll try again in the morning. There must be some trace.
We're dealing with a man who leaves no trace of his presence, Mr. Elton. Have you ever heard of Dr. Fu Manchu?
Fu Manchu? No, I think not. A Chinese by the name.
His nationality has never been definitely established. He may be anything. Chinese, Mongolian, Tibetan, Japanese. We only know that he's an Oriental. Very likely he's of mixed blood.
Aside from that, just who and what is he?
I can only tell you that he's undoubtedly the most formidable influence for evil in the world today. A scientific genius. A mental giant. He does nothing by rote or rule, and he strikes when and where it's least expected.
But good heavens, man, what has he to do with me? How have
Mr. Eltham, you have influential friends in China, yet they daren't have you in Nanyang at the present time. Knowing the Orient as you know the palm of your hand, you'd likely see things not meant for Occidental eyes. At least not yet.
But our precautions, Mr. Smith.
Your precautions here have baffled the enemy for the moment only, Miss Eltham. But the attempt in the train indicates their anxiety to waste no opportunity. And while you and your father were in London, getting his outfit, no doubt, they've been fixing some second string to their fiddle here.
You believe, Nayland, that in case no opportunity offered before Mr. Eltham returned, they provided for getting at him here?
Exactly.
But how, Mr. Smith?
Ah, that's the mystery. The mystery in your case, which we must fathom. Although it seems incredible, I'm of the opinion that some emissary of Fu Manchu's is actually inside the moat.
Oh, that seems possible. You're thinking of secret passages and so forth. There are none. I've measured every foot of the place. There isn't a rat hole left unaccounted for. And as for a tunnel under the moat, the house stands on a solid mass of ancient Roman masonry, a former camp of Hadrian's time.
There is no entrance and no exit, Mr. Smith, save by the front steps.
Nevertheless, Miss Eltham, I hold to my theory. How else can you explain the experience you've just passed through?
I don't know.
No, nor do I yet, but I hope too soon. Well, if you don't mind, I'll retire. I'd like to get out early tomorrow before your gardener, Edwards, has a chance to spoil any trace which might have been overlooked. Come along.
Good night.
So, we're in the thick of it again, eh?
We're always in the thick of it, Petrie. Our danger's no greater in Norfolk than in London. Oh, if you're not too tired, stop in my room a bit. We'll smoke. I feel like talking.
I'm glad to.
Leave the light off. Come sit by the window. Elton's dog's restless tonight. I feel that something's about to happen. By Jove, what do they want with Elton?
It is a mystery, old chap. That man in the train with the case of instruments. The apparition of the green eyes tonight. Can they have been the eyes of Fu Manchu, Nayland?
No one else, Petrie. Some peculiarly unique outrage is being contemplated. You can wager on that.
Mm.
Something calling for the presence of the master.
But do you suppose he's trying to prevent Eltham's leaving for the Orient without killing him?
Quite possible. He probably has instructions to be merciful. And heaven help the victim of Oriental mercy. That dog. You notice the difference in the tone of his barking? Savage anger. There's something... He's broken loose from his moorings, Petrie. Look, he's tearing across the lawn toward the shrubbery. Get your gun, man. That dog's on the scent of something. Come on, the dog has treed someone.
Rex has found something. Smith, wait, I'll go along.
If you have a gun, bring it. Hurry, Petrie. You stay here, Miss Eltham, in the house.
No, I'm coming along. Did you see what Rex was following, Mr. Smith?
No.
There he is. This way, Smith. I'll see him.
Come back, Eltham, come back. The man's mad, Petrie. Heaven knows who or what's out there. He shouldn't have gone into that shrubbery alone. Come on.
Dog, stop.
Did you think to bring your flash, Petrie?
Thank heaven I have it in my pocket.
Over here, then. Under this big elm.
What is it, Mr. Smith? Have you found?
Rex, your dog. I'm afraid he's done for. Look here.
Oh. Oh, poor Rex.
He's not dead. Drag him out of the roof.
Yes, and hurry. This is no place for you, Miss Eltham.
But Father! Father!
All right, Reba. By the Lord, have you the fellow slipped away in the underbrushes? Clean as a whistle. What have you found, Smith?
Your dog, Eltham.
Is he dead?
No, only stunned. He's been struck by some heavy blunt instrument, probably a club. He'll be all right presently.
Where's your gardener, Eltham?
Edwards and the other two men servants are searching the grounds once more. It certainly is a mystery to me, Mr. Smith. My own eyes have convinced me that there is absolutely nothing here. No one can possibly have left the ground.
Yet someone was here. We heard him cry out as Rex caught him. Someone, Eltham, tried to get at your dog. His presence is dangerous. Rex proved a bit too much for him.
Yes, but why did he make for here? And how did he get out of Redmoat? I admit the possibility of someone getting in during the day while the gates are open, but how in the name of common sense does he get out at night when my alarm bells are hooked up?
During your absence in London, Eltham, certain preparations were evidently made. Just what those preparations were becomes our immediate concern. Let's get back to the house. The prime object of those preparations was to enable someone to gain access to your room, Eltham. Other events are incidental. The dog had to be got rid of. And there's no doubt that your daughter's wakefulness some nights ago saved your life.
But from what? For heaven's sake, Mr. Smith, from what?
From a visit by someone. Perhaps Fu Manchu himself. The object of that visit, I hope we'll never learn. But that would mean it had been achieved.
You suspect that this man Fu Manchu is inside Redmoat?
I do, emphatically.
But Leland, may not your presence here have induced him to abandon his plan?
I think not. I believe that if... Miss Eltham, where is she? Did she go into the house, Petrie?
No, I believe not. She was here only a moment ago, somewhere on the terrace.